Welcome to the Tarot Workshop. I'm Suzanne Corby, and in this workshop, we'll be looking at how we can connect with our intuition with the Minor Arcana. You'd be surprised how many people struggle with the Minor cards, often especially with the Court cards, but we're going to get stuck in straight away and get to grips with them. Whatever deck you're using, and I'm using the Rider Waite, sort them out first of all into suits, and then let's begin with the swords. So lay out all the swords in front of you, going from the Ace to Ten, and then have the Page, Knight, Queen and King, and let's just have a look at them. First of all, I just want you to have a good look at the whole lot together. What kind of image springs to mind? Do you find this whole suit something that resonates quite well with you? Does it feel comfortable? Do you feel them as a challenge? Swords often represent worry and decisions. Do you see them as very positive and empowering? Is it something that you do a lot of? Are you somebody who lives in your mind a lot? Or is this somebody that makes you think of other people? So have a good look at the whole suit and see how it resonates with you, and then let's go through them. So let's start with the Ace. All the Aces represent beginnings and opportunities, and with the Swords that represent the intellect, it's the beginning of an idea. So it's a new idea that's just come into your mind, a new possibility, a new way of thinking. If you go on to number two, you're looking at somebody who cannot make a decision. They've got two swords, so there's two paths they could go down, but they have a blindfold, so they cannot see. Behind them, you have a sea and you have the moon. Now, the sea and the moon, that kind of resonates a little bit with the High Priestess card that we did with the Major Arcana. And if you recall, that represented the unconscious, the intuition.